Shami Shviya Staf Nun Vav. Gemara continues the discussion of yesterday about doing business, making money, profiting from things that yesterday was dealing with the Shviyas, whether that didn't are you allowed to do that. Binana from Anand Gemara Paskin, that's also, you can't do that. You can't even be tzaveya for people, Lanos, only for Yanosa Atzmo, but you can't do it for yourself. For money, for other people. Some question about other types of Yisurim, what about Nevelos and Trefos or things like that, were you allowed to be Nana from it or not? That's the Gemara's question, the continuing discussion on other things as well. Once it's something in the price, Ksiv, state, Tameyim Lemchem. Torah says they're Tamei for you. Gabi Yisuri for Michael, things that are rusted to eat, Tameyim, they're considered Tameyim, Tameyim. What's the Torah telling you, Lechem? It should be for you, Tameim. It should be, it's Tameim. What's you, Lechem? To tell you, Eloichad Iser Achilo V'yachad Iser Hania. The Torah is telling you twice, to tell you, number one, it's Aser for you to consume it, for you to eat anything that's not, that's Iser, anything the Torah says is Aser. Tameim, Shratzim, anything that's considered Aser. And also Iser Hania, it's also Aser to be benefited from doing business with them, but also be considered Aser as well. As the stakabam says in my folder, when it tells you it's also to do schayru, to do business, the stakab to benefit, to make profit from it, that the Torah says to you is also as well. Not only is it for the achila, but that's also considered consumption. If you're doing it to profit from it, the Torah doesn't allow that either. So the Gemara says the again, and this is a big shayla halakha when it applies that the means if you have something. That the comes to you, it's not you doing this is your mischayra, this is your business, but once in a while something happens, you pick up something or get a Yerusha or something of that nature that comes into your possession, and that you'd be allowed to. But stam, that this would be derech miskar, that would be what the Torah says is usher, just like achil is usher, the derech miskar is usher as well. So the Gemara discusses now. Lagabe doing other things with other Yisuri Michael. Anything the Torah says is considered also to eat, also also but you can't do business with it either. Can't make a profit. Hadosh Yisuri is Dreyim, or with Drabonan. It's only also Drabonan to eat. You can that you, if the Rabbanim make Zeru, you can't eat it. But also, you're allowed to go ahead and Mitzchara. What's an example of that? Example of Torah that Torah says is usher. When something that's usher, menatayra, is usher menatayra, you can't do it. We any of these three, Michael menatayra, the Torah answers. But the Rabbanon, Rosh Muslus, example, chalav shechalav goy, chalav akum, gvinas akum, things like that, which is only the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon made exer, you can't have it. But it's not the rice is motor. And then you're allowed to go to that. Chum only asks you on the eating it, but the consuming it, but didn't ask you to make a profit. Vikma bachamar. What about kes bachamar? We don't allow to go ahead. Got to sell a kamar to buy and sell a kamar for profit. It's an own kosher animal. It's also says fake to my fool. You got to go buy and sell donkeys. All kinds of halakas about that. And yet, it's also to eat. So you see that something that's even also you still have to do business with it. You don't send it to food. A donkey you raise for its work to use it. You don't do it for the meat. Therefore, it's not right, love Michael. We're talking about something that's right. When do we say something that's right to eat? And that normally is a Michael. People eat it. Shkots and run. People are going to eat that. Therefore, that you can't be nana with. But something like a gunk is not sold to eat. It's used for gadal. It's all made for work. Says my full time. But not something that has a purpose to it. That using it for usage for it. You don't do it. It's not omid lachila. Even the goyim, they don't eat the donkeys because they used to work with. Therefore, there's no iser benefiting there from doing business in such a in with these type of things, with these type of animals. So the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, "What about a gamel? Gamel people do eat camel meat. Merely yet, Halacha is you're allowed to go buy, sell camels. Donkey meat nobody eats, but camel meat people do eat. So therefore, the Mashal says the Ibn Ishmael, the Oichon as Ishmael, and Ishmael meet the camels. You see, it's Reilach. It's made for Michael. You're allowed to let it go do business with it. My answer is Limlakdu Agado. Same thing, camel. Yes, some people do eat it. The Ishmaelim do eat it, but mostly it's for work. It's be able to ride it, to use it. And the most people don't. They use it for business purposes. It says the Marshal, the Malakto God, the Kol Makamu, Stamalakot. Even though the Ishmaelim eat it, but Malakto, it's generally it's used for its work. And therefore, the halakha is you're allowed to go ahead and sell it. Only something that's primarily food, use water food. That we said you can't be a nana from. You can't have enough from. I can't sell it, but otherwise not. Interesting, Shalit Nakrei. I think we should animal as well. I should say is what's the look is dinner being nana from something that's also to eat. You can't be nana from. Is that a derabbanan de gzeira, or is that a deraisa de kala extension of the deraisa halacha? It seems to be the posture is that it's deraisa halacha, as the Gemara said before. It says usher twice, well, usher achil and usher ania. So the chareds are deraisa. Yet many of the achrayim learn differently, and learn a different way to learn the Gemara. And they learn that it's only the Rabbanan de Galava, not the rice of it. Havoshia, Nasa, Vyav, Hadi Muyas. Havoshia used to do business with the Muyas of the Avodah Zarah. He did business with these type of things, even though it's something which would be answered. It's a type of food, the Mephoshim say, a type of fish oil that used people would eat. The Chum answered it, because it was used mostly for Avodah Zarah. The guy used it as part of their suda for Avodah Zarah. So Chum answered it. And yet he went ahead, and he also made their money. He went ahead and he did business with it. Says the Marfulda. He went and did business with it. It's a Tzir Dogim Tmeim. Tzir Dogim Tmeim, which is also for a Jew to eat. Torah asks it. And yet he would go ahead and use it for business. Do business, he would do that. Used to do business with the Hilton of the Avodah Zarah, which is also a type of a spice that the Mephoshim say is again used for something for Avodah Zarah. It was done for used for their sudas that they prepared for Avodah Zarah. So the lucky is he still did business with it. Again, the same idea is it's not us, it's only us at the Rabbanan, says the Marfulda. It's only us at the Rabbanan, therefore he did not Stanim did not aser doing business with these things, because we said before that only deraisa, if it's aser, you can't do business with them. But if it's aser, only drabanan, like we said, cholav astam, cholav akum, etc., look at you have to do business with it. That's the Mishnah. Look, it is, you can go ahead and you can't take things Mara says. You can go ahead and have your son sell something. You can't go ahead and take it yourself, but you can go ahead and have your son take it. And what's the case of the Braisa? Braisa explains the following case. We learn in the Braisa. Mar says you can't have a shutvis, you can't have a partnership where five people pick vegetables and one of them sells it. One of them sells. Five people do the malacha, five people are considered like one, and yet so we said that just like one can't do it, a partnership can't do it either. A father can't do it, a son can't do it. He's not allowed to have any enough from it. So you see that the case that applies to both. The commission is a kobiyakal, vishamukha harbiyakal abuskara. He says, what are you doing? You can't have five people collecting yarek, vyakamukha, five people, and one sells everything together that you can't do. That you can't do. The image of the yarkechemleicha, each one has to go. Each two people pick. Each one goes ahead and sells their own thing with their own people. That you could do. Hamisha akim lak the yarkechemleicha yadayin. But five brothers can gather together, and one of them could sell on their behalf. So the idea is again that the halacha is we allow them to go do this because again they didn't collect it together. Collected it separately. Collected it separately, so therefore they're allowed to they're allowed to sell it individually. Give the mocha maat lo mixik eskar v'yosem mechilu lo makru. The halakha is you're allowed to go sell it. You're allowed to go sell it. You're allowed to mocha yad al yad. You're allowed to go do that. Says the Pnei Moshe. Mechilu eshalov akach hashal zev zeh. You can sell your own, and then you can sell the others. Since the moicha ma'at ma'at lo mechzik esker. Not like you're doing business. Only answer the full business, but you're doing one by one. You're selling individual pieces. That's not that's not considered a problem. That's not considered something that you're being nana from. Nana from is you do a normal business. When the people look at it, you see doing business with something that's usher. But when you do one by one, that's not considered. There's no matter sign. We don't consider that you're doing anything. It's not noticeable. We don't consider it that it's considered davar usher. Rimar says that to be said. Look, you got to go sell the things of one brother. You got to sell together. That's it. As long as they're not shukman now. However, as long as the case is weird, that they're not going ahead and selling someone who's going to do and yasher paleta, selling as a paleta. The person to go ahead and sell the whole year. You're going to sell. He mustn't explain what this means. He sells the whole thing, taking what was given to him, and he's selling it in such a way, individually. But what does that mean? What's lashon hamashi? You can't just sell. But what does that mean? What does a paleta mean? It means that he should not be accustomed to selling in that place every single year. That you can't do. You sell in the same place where you sell every 2 years. You can't. That you can't do. That's different. We have to answer it. Shvius has to be different. You can't go always sell everything the same as before Shvius as during Shvius. Has to be different. You can't go and sell everything the same year. It's the boy lemeima. There are those who wish to say lo yom mesav and kol shana. They should not go ahead and be mesav and accustomed to sell. Mar says the constantly, regularly. You should only do it in kol shah. Don't do it tamid. Don't do it. Do it every once in a while. But don't share it tamid. It's too much. It was, that's what we're saying. Don't require that. I mean, because we're saying, we're looking at you doing it. But here, the idea is to try to avoid with the perception that you're doing mechira, you're doing business with what a davar asur is or davar avodah zarah is. Therefore, you go ahead and we do so. We take advice. We separate it in such a format where we'll be able to understand that that you're selling at one point to get out of the chiyuv over here, the chiyuv of shvi, as the Gemara says over here, no, that you sell in such a way, the Gemara says that we're going to be taken advantage of. They're going to be, go ahead, you should not go ahead and be selling all the time in the same place. You should go ahead and you should go do it only certain times. You should rotate, you should change, because otherwise it's a nidon. That it'll be considered, that'll be yasa, that'll be considered what he's doing is making money on davar iser. Where's another halacha? Tell me the nabraisa. Haveni show you a bavashal yirakad v'shviyas. Storekeeper was cooking vegetables and selling them in shviyas. The yimakshas karo al demay shviyas. Should not figure out his salary if he's getting the value of the shviyas because he's not supposed to. Don't go ahead on the Gemara says, don't go ahead and make up how much your fee is, how much you should get paid. Gemara says, if you're in charge of the vegetables, you can't do that. You're getting benefit from it. You have to be at arm's length. You can go ahead and make a reckoning, a cheshbon on how much it costs the ayin, the shemen, and the avtola. And going with that, you could do we can do it because this time Mar says why? Because otherwise, Mar says, you're not doing makshava yayin shemen. You go figure out what it cost, which he cooked the vegetables, and the time he might spending the time doing it. When he was doing cooking it, that is something that he's allowed to get paid. He's allowed to get compensated for that. In other words, that you can't do it for the shviz, you can't do it, but you're doing it to get paid for the time and effort that you did. That's what you can do. That's what the man says. That's what the Brisa means when it says you did from the time you mavata yourself. Not mavata yourself. It means only the time now that it takes to go ahead and you designated a time to make this thing, to make this halakha go, make to explain how people are going to go ahead and be able to do business. This is the only way with Marsha explains, you'd be able to do that. How the Lord came once to the producers of, and Marsha says, and the of the chitin charata, of people of dealing in wheat, and wheat products, don't look at your fee, don't figure out what you get paid for the shvius. What you use in the process of your product, only for the non-shvius week. Don't make a cheshbin, because you can't be nana from it. So if you have to make a cheshbin, they used to go ahead and fry the shvius flour in shvius to put shvius oil. Well, so don't make a reckoning that you're going to do that. That's what you're going to get paid. Alechatoy, you do that separately for what you're doing for the wheat. You don't do it for you. You have to be proactive. On both of them, I'm like, make sure that they go ahead, that they know they had charata, to make sure that they go back, that they develop they set a low, and now they go back to where, to make sure that they don't sell the shvius, that they make sure they don't sell binanif mishvius, that you can, that's what you can't do, you're not allowed to go ahead, that's what Gemara is telling you, the benefit from that you can't. Gemara says, what happened, Gemara says, you went ahead, and you said you're allowed to go ahead, and you came to a behemoth tamea, an animal that's not kosher. The halacha is you can go ahead and you could take him, you could sell them, but you can't. This can't be miskar. You can't be busy as a business selling that you can't do. Chama said, "Machlokes, whether you can do that or not." Chama disagreed, said, "You can't." So Gemara says, "Someone learned in a Mishnah, this halacha in Sanhedrin." Gemara says, "Who was the one that's not ready to serve as Edom or Dayanim?" I said, because they go ahead and the people are shvius, they're sochei shvius, the ones who do things unethically, not honestly. They can't. I'm a yuda. When did we say the halakha is shvius? It's not right to testify. That's what's manche in law. This only the guy has no occupation except for this. He's almost just a law, but if he has another illness to be able to do, then it's fine because they're doing it in such a way now. What are you getting from both of them? Mara says, we see this halacha on the Evda. There's a mice that happened. The mice happened, one sat idle from his work, didn't do any work all the years of Shvias. Shvias. Kivan Shabbat says Shvias. Now one Shvias came. He begins to extend his hand and deals with Peros Bavera, with dealing with Shvias. If there's enough for him, that would be acceptable. Kosher. Person when he is busy with is involved himself in his work all the years of the Shvias cycle. Give it to Shvias. When Shvias came, he should go ahead and began to extend Mafsha Yado, spread out his hand, deal with boots of his friend. Mar says, he has no other malacha, no other work. Mar says, kosher, still considered kosher. He's doing something great. He's not. What he's doing is correct because he's allowed to follow the Seder. What we're saying is that you're not benefiting from it. You're allowed to go ahead. And only if you're dealing with things that are not, you're not supposed to, then halakha is you're allowed to go back and testify. But otherwise, you can't do that. Rav Yehuda of Shemar HaLos has said, the halakha Rav Yehuda Menasa. The halakha is like a Yehuda of the Mishnah. And I like the Chachamim. Well, it says, Ikos of Yvashi, Shalom Yishmo, Beitzim of Zerah. Zerah heard this thing. He was known for his Zerirus, for his modesty. And Mar says, and when he would go ahead and say over the name of Ziri, he may say over the name of his friend. Mar says, Zerah was much younger than him. So Mar says, we see how lucky he is. Mar says that we see what happened. He's the odd, don't know, have you the Chumrah? Have you the Batos of Brisa? It's a Chumrah. Hakuv, what's the case where he said to Brisa? What was the Chumrah, the case that he made the Chumrah to? Yoshu, the Yosei, Malak the Khan Shvur. He's sitting all day, all week, occupying himself his whole week with Shvias Dikas Yeot, following the Alokas of Shvita. But Shvias, Hiska Mafshi Yodo, Lisavita, Mepere Shvita. Now in the seventh year, he began, Gemara says, Mafshi Yodo, he stretches out his hand. Go ahead and be over in Issa, to go Lisa, to do business. The old time he refrained from it, now he's going ahead and doing business with Paris of Aero. If he has other work to do besides this, kosher, it's okay, he can still be right to testify. Yetzar got hold of him, but he's still right, he's a kosher. Yivim, la, if he's not involved in anything, then Gemara says, if not, Avilu, Avalim, Haya. But puzzle, if this person was considered puzzle, he was not occupied the entire 7 years of the cycle of the Shemitah. When Shvias came, he began to stretch his hand out and start dealing with Paris Shvias. He only has other work with him. Puzzle, it's also not to do that. That you can't do. Today, you can't do that. There was a time you could. When I said, now you can't. Since you didn't do any work with them, the halakha is you can't go ahead. You can't go ahead and claim other work. You can't do that. Well, it says, because well, halakha is possible, that because you go ahead to be nana from Shvias doing business with it. So Shvias, things of Shvias will be considered, oh, so that you can't do. Lava dog, Mustin Bryce says, Havilu Shabbat, Mustin, Halakha, Grav. Yudah the Masih. So look like Yudah the Mishnah. Well, Kalas Rav Yosef Bazivte the Mashuah Bishmena Seirinei. Zav was known, was praised for his sneers, for his modesty. He said over the name of someone who was even younger than him. Male, therefore, that was something special. No, he didn't just say over Halakha the name of someone else, but he said over someone even who was younger than him. And he said it over, and now he was praised for it. Because Amita Shotaira is even comes in the expense, even if it's someone who's not, doesn't know, it would be considered acceptable. We'll stop over here.